Folks, you can support the hardest working sports talk show in South Florida through Cash App or Venmo. Just search Cash Big O Show. Support us through Cash App or Venmo. Cash Big O Show. We thank you for your incredible support. All righty, folks, we are back. Hour number four here on the program as we get you ready for a beautiful weekend. Tomorrow, we will be absolutely loaded. Don't forget to smash the hell out of the like button. It is very important that you smash the hell out of the like button. Tomorrow, we're going to be at Caneswear at 2511 South University Drive in Davie. So please come on out and join us. We'll be out there from 10 a.m. on till about 1:30. You never know, right? You never know how long we're going to be out there having some fun. So we'll be out there. Come on by. Say hi. Bring me a La Spada sub. No. I'm joking. I will get a La Spada sub later or something. Maybe I could get my chicken biscuit tomorrow morning, right? Chick-fil-A is right across the street. Haven't had one in a while. That's like my favorite breakfast in the world is a Chick-fil-A biscuit. So sick. As much as I love French toast, by the way, which French toast are my favorite. I can have my waffles, I can have pancakes, but I got to have French toast. So tomorrow we'll be at Caneswear, so please come on out. Sunday we're going to be at Sports Grill in Miami Lakes, right off of 154th in the Palmetto. We're right on the west side of it, so right when you get off, you go west, and it's the immediate shopping center that's right on your right side. Sports Grill is inside there, so please come on out and join us. Remember, we start 2 hours before game time. Game is at 1 o'clock. At 11 a.m., we'll be on. We'll have our insiders, Omar Kelly, Alan Pupar, and Joe Shad, joining us in pre- and post-games. So we will have access to the boys. They will be out there. So we encourage you to do all of that. What else? Remember, we've got our text line now. So if you're listening on the podcast at any time, day, night, weekends, I don't care, 855-912-1056. That's 855-912-1056 is the text line. So always appreciate all of you out there for helping us, man, and supporting the show the way you do. You guys are absolutely awesome. Can't say enough about what you guys have provided us here on the program. And we're already averaging over 1.1 million downloads in the last 30 days. And that's all of you out there continuing to do it. Oh, stop eating bread. I know, right? I wish I could. I need to lose some weight, bro. Thank you for always delivering. Keep grinding. Thank you, Dougie Fresh. Appreciate you. Troy says, not a soccer fan, but I am rooting for Inter. Good luck for them. I know. I get it. Some of you tune out because it's soccer and all that. At least Troy was nice about it. Some of you other folks out there are like, soccer sucks. I'm out. I'm leaving it. I don't know why we're talking about soccer. It's only football. I can only eat football. We need to get you back on track eating better. Yeah, I know. I need to have the discipline. My problem is I lack discipline. I do it for a while, and then I get on the good track. I lose my weight and all that, and then that's the pandemic hit this time around. All the other times it wasn't a pandemic, but this time around was the pandemic, being home all the time, and that was terrible, man. My often and out world ended, where I was traveling a lot and being out all the time and on the go and all that. I need to get that back. I definitely need to get that back. Giovanni says, Inter Miami has a lot of bad luck last season. And up until that 0-5 loss to New England, now they have some luck. Balances out. Amen to that. I can tell you watch, sir, because they had a lot of bad luck. So I don't mind some of the breaks going their way, because last year, I remember, they got a whole bunch of red cards, too, when they shouldn't have. Well, pain in the ass last year. Last year, there was a lot of bullshit that happened to them that just was absolutely unfair, and they had terrible luck last year. Now, they've had a couple of things go their way, and that is just absolutely awesome. So I got no problem with that one there. What else do we have? Let me see if I have anything new, any new questions or anything on the text line that you all have been bringing up. Let's see what we got here. What else do we have here? Okay, I don't think there's anything new on the text line. So thank you all out there. And 855-912-1056. Remember, you can support the show through Cash App and Venmo. Cash Big O Show. That's Cash Big O Show. Marlins defeated the Nationals yesterday 8-6. Jesus Sanchez with two home runs. They're off today. Tomorrow they start a set with the Pirates. And Elisir Hernandez will be on the mound. Hopefully he will have a better time out. Urban Meyer. So Urban Meyer comes out to kind of say, no, I'm staying here in Jacksonville, which he has to say that. Now, remember, his heart can always come up. You know, the issue of his heart, you know, that's something that none of us can ever prove, right? Right or wrong and all that. You can believe whatever you want. I don't believe a damn thing that Urban Meyer ever says. As the late, great Mad Dog would say, I wouldn't believe Urban Meyer if his tongue was notarized. So I agree. I would not believe Urban Meyer even if his tongue was notarized. And Urban came out, and I know his wife kind of took a backhanded shot, like, hey, we're set here in Jacksonville and all that kind of stuff. And Urban said there's no chance he'll take the USC job. He could have had that job last year when he was rumored for it also, if that was true. And the look would be terrible if he left. Now, I don't think he really cares about how he looks, because we're talking about a scumbag that protects a guy that beats women. We're talking about a loser that had like 33, 37 arrests while he was at Florida. Okay, this is a guy that has no scruples. This is a guy that saw that things at Florida weren't so good and maybe his recruiting classes weren't that good, that he all of a sudden developed a heart issue and couldn't, you know, coach anymore. Yet a year later, he found himself at Ohio State. That's the guy we're talking about. Urban Meyer is, I mean, just garbage is what he is. Straight hot garbage. As the kids would say, Urban Meyer is hot garbage. Now, I don't want him to go to USC. I'm glad that he's come out to say that. I want him to stay in Jacksonville. Do you know why? I want to see him fail miserably. Saban had to go through it, and he realized, yeah, this is not for me. I'm out of here. And it took him 2 years. That's probably what it'll take. Urban Meyer is probably about 2 years. He'll figure it out, and then everybody else will say, oh, okay, yeah, he wasn't built for this. Even though a lot of us, I think, are kind of already, right, doubting it, like, I'm one of them, okay? If he does succeed, it'll be a surprise to me that he succeeds at this level. I don't think he has what you need in order to succeed at this level. And with all the stuff that's come out of Jacksonville already the last couple of months, it's been kind of ugly. But I want to see him fail. I want to see him go through a brutal stretch. I want to see how he gets to feel that he doesn't have 4 and 5 first-round picks every year like he was able to do at Ohio State. Saban had the same issue. You get one first-round pick, doggy. Make the best of it. I want to see him do that. I want to see coaches in the NFL out-scheme his ass, out-coach his ass. I want to see him get frustrated with pro players who make a lot of money and can tell him to go screw himself, that kind of stuff. I want to see him go through cap hell and cap mistakes and free agent mistakes. I mean, seriously. Now, I feel bad for Jags fans, right? Because they've been saddled with enough. Think about this from their early – they've never recovered from their early days. Everything that went on with the Mark Brunell years, which were pretty damn good years, right? Brunell, Hardy, Jimmy Smith, Keenan McCardell, Fred Taylor – I mean, that team was loaded, dude. They had some players on that team. Those first couple of years with Jacksonville, and that's kind of that's got to be frustrating as hell for the Jags, that they were so successful early on, and they looked like they would be a franchise to be reckoned with early on because of all the things that they did, and then they end up where they're at now. And you see Tony Boselli on that team and all these. I mean, there were some names, dude. If we go back to those days, those were pretty damn good teams. And somehow or another, they never, ever found that kind of magic again. I mean, that team was badass. That's the team that those are the teams that routed the Dolphins 62-7 in Marino's final year. So I know that, you know, we're talking the 90s. And that's how bad they've been for a long – I know a couple years back they had a really nice defense, but they had Blake Bortles, unfortunately. And that went by the wayside. They had another window. That was the other window when they had those defensive players. With Malik Jackson and all those guys, they just couldn't figure it out on offense. You had Blake Bortles, dude. So those teams were kind of frauds. But those early days of Jacksonville, there was nothing fraudulent about those teams. I know they didn't win a championship, but they were freaking good, dude. Got to be frustrating for them and for that fan base. But I just take pleasure in watching Urban Meyer lose. It's going to be a lot of just – I want to see like a big old bottle of kale pectate just make its way to the sidelines and park itself like right next to it. I don't know if kale pectate makes a big bottle that they use like a mascot. If they do, send it down to Jacksonville. You got a Tums roll, a big old Tums roll, park it right next to Urban Meyer. He's going to need it. Byron Leftwich. That is Tom Brady's offensive coordinator now in Tampa. Yeah, Byron Leftwich is there. Yeah, but they were better with Brunell. Brunell was the better quarterback. And Leftwich will always be known for those moments in Marshall, isn't he? I mean, those of us that are old enough to remember that. But that was an amazing moment with Byron Leftwich, that he had a leg injury. And for those of you that don't know and you're kind of young, go look at Byron Leftwich, Marshall, injured leg, I guess you can put, and then it'll come up. And that guy, and think about this. You go back and look at those plays. He was so injured he couldn't run around. So his lineman, he would throw the first down, and then his lineman would carry him to the next marker, and then he could do the huddle real quick and then line, you know, and kind of limp right behind the offensive, the center, and then get ready for another play. Hell, maybe he was doing a shotgun and everything because he could move. And then after he would get a first down, they would carry him again. He would put his arms over the offensive lineman's shoulders, and they would literally carry him to the next marker. It was an amazing scene. Amazing level of toughness on Leftwich's part. Leftwich never turned into a really good NFL player. He was mostly a backup because his delivery took like 87 years. In college, he got away with it. But in the NFL, you cannot telegraph your throw and just... It was like the $6 million man in slow motion. And it was just, you know, it was detriment. But it is one of the great scenes in college when Byron Leftwich is getting carried by his teammates. I wonder if I could find it and show it to you guys, since some of you might be at work and all that stuff. Because it is. Now, what I wanted to bring up is, now that that came up, since you brought that up, think about today's world. Here it is. It says broken leg drive. How about that? Okay. so we can actually do this.
Leftwich again on second and 10. Seam route. He's got Darius Watts inside the 35 and all the way down to the Akron 33-yard line.
Now look at this. The offensive linemen are carrying him down. You know, I think this is a first. I have not seen that.
Never. That's amazing.
Help your homeboys out. And Darius Watts, what do we say? Keep them short. No big plays. Well, D. Watts comes back and makes up for that touchdown he didn't get in the end zone.
Is that awesome or what?
Absolute Herculean effort from Byron Leftwich.
That is absolutely awesome there. And they're carrying him. Can we replay that again? Let's replay that again.
And that'll do it for Mount Pleasant, Michigan.
Oh, wait a minute.
Gets everything the Chippewas have and then a little bit extra.
Instead of San Marshall, dodged the bullet the other side.
Okay, there we go.
Leftwich again on second and 10. Seam route. He's got Darius Watts inside the 35 and all the way down to the Akron 33-yard line.
Is that amazing?
The offensive linemen are carrying him down. You know, I think this is a first. I have not seen that.
Never. That's amazing.
Dude's got a broken leg, and they're carrying him. Is that awesome or what? Now, you could never do that today. They would not allow you to do that ever today. They would get your ass right off the field. No. No, but Coach, Byron Leftwich did it 20-something years ago. No. No, we're not doing that. No shot. No shot you would ever be able to get away with that play today. That's how, and right or wrong, which we all know that was wrong. Seriously, how are you going to keep a guy in a game with a broken leg? Especially a quarterback that's immobile. And Byron Leftwich was normally immobile because he wasn't really a runner. He was a pure passer. He was a drop back passer. He was a real quarterback. And so he wasn't really going to run anyway, and now he can't run at all. He can't even jog out of the way, move a sidestep or anything, and you're going to leave a guy with a broken leg able to take a shot. Somebody breaks free off that line, and he could get even more hurt than what he is already. Pretty amazing stuff, man. Pretty amazing stuff. But there's no way you get away with that nowadays. Different world, ladies and gentlemen. Absolutely different world. And to this day, that is still what he's known for most. And he was a good quarterback in college. Good quarterback for Marshall, all of that. But that play is historic, man. Historic. Raphael Courtright says, yeah, I can't do that now. NFLPA, I remember my high school coach grabbed my face mask. Coach was ex-Oilers linebacker, LOL. The Jags should have traded down on the number one pick and loaded the team for years. You never take number one pick in the draft. Too much to live up to. Well, it all depends on what number one pick you get. You could end up with a guy that's pretty damn good and could change your entire, you know, franchise if it's the right quarterback. Great show. Oh, going to be at the Hard Rock this Sunday for this huge divisional game. Never been to the stadium. Driving from Orlando, can't wait, man. Go Fins. Well, Carlos, come on by to Sports Grill right after the game. We're 15 minutes away right there in Miami Lakes. And then you can say hi to us, order some special grilled wings, dude. The most delicious wings on the planet, and then take it back with you to Orlando. The turnpike is right there. The you can get on the turnpike right there. The exit or the ramp to get onto the turnpike is close by. You get on the turnpike and you get your ass back to Orlando and you take some of the great wings. So come on by and say hi to us, Carlos, over at Sports Grill on Sunday. We'll be broadcasting live 2 hours before. How much of a difference do you think Raekwon Davis missing the game is going to affect the defensive line? Fins for life, I can tell you this. Buffalo's not a power-running team. And Omar had a good call on Monday on that one, and he reminded us of that, and he's right. They're really not a power-running team, so Raekwon won't make as much a difference this week as it was last week. Last week, you really needed him against New England. this week against Buffalo, their backs aren't those kind of guys. They're going to challenge you more on the edges, actually, than anything else. And pass catchers, too. Especially Singletary, who we all know from his FAU days. Kid's just a terrific all-around athlete and an exceptional wide receiver. So this week, you may not miss him nearly as much. That's what I can tell you. And I also wanted to – we were going to talk a little bit about the – you know, I was thinking about the receivers for the Miami Dolphins, and we saw that Will Fuller was not at practice today. And remember, Albert Wilson is a guy that could be inactive this week now, but if Will Fuller is not healthy, then – Albert Wilson will be back on the field again. I don't know if you keep Albert Wilson active if Will Fuller is also active, because then that's a lot of players that aren't helping you out on special teams. That would be an issue. You know what I'm saying? So that's where it, you know, it's interesting, that whole development with the wide receiver. Let's see, what else do you wings are the best? Yes, they are. Let's see. Can't do it. I love me some garlic bread. Okay. I think a lot of us love garlic bread. I mean, garlic bread is pretty awesome. All right. What else do we have going on? So Urban Liar is out of the USC race. Oh, you saw the Cowboys, DeMarcus Lawrence, their best defensive lineman, broke his foot in practice. He's out 6 to 8 weeks now. And Randy Gregory tested positive for COVID. So you got your best pass rushers out against the Chargers this week. And our boy Justin Herbert there. See what happens in that one. But you talk about bad luck. I know the Dolphins have had some bad luck, but they haven't had the kind of bad luck that we've been seeing around the league with other teams. Thank the Lord. We got the – dude, do we have to get the Giants in Washington tonight? Okay, I look, some of you out there that might be listening on the podcast or watching on YouTube or on Twitter or whatever, you might be Giants fans, you might be Washington fans, and so you might get a little butthurt with this. Is it just me, or I'm a little sick and tired of the NFC East? Is it just me, or I'm sick and tired of listening to people hype up that crappy-ass division? And in what part of your mind made you think that Giants and Washington would be a good Thursday night game? I got to watch Taylor Heinicke against Daniel Jones, dude. That's what I'm forced to watch. I wish they would take some more time. That if you're going to have primetime games, come on, man. Make them somewhat interesting. There are no storylines here that I'm interested in. None. The only one in the NFC East that may be somewhat intriguing is if Jalen Hurts is what he was last week. One, he would prove me wrong, by the way, because I didn't think he would become that good of a quarterback. But, I mean, great athletes can have great moments. Doesn't mean they're great, you know, quarterbacks. But Jalen Hurts had one hell of a debut last week, dude. He looked all world. That's the one that intrigues me. Dallas doesn't intrigue me. Even healthy Dallas doesn't intrigue me. Washington certainly didn't intrigue me with Fitz, or even less now with Taylor Heinicke. The Giants, oh, give me a break. Who the hell is buying Daniel Jones? But I'm so tired of this league. I'm tired of the media shoving this stinking division down my throat, bro. It's the most overrated division. It's the most over-talked about division. I don't even know if that's a word, but we'll say it. It's a division that gets way too many primetime games that it does not deserve. God, I'm just so tired of watching the NFC East and all the buffoonery that goes on with that division the last couple of years. Can we treat them like what they are? Scrubs. Scrubs that nobody wants to see outside of the fan bases that follow those sorry-ass teams. So tired of the NFC East getting any kind of spotlight, dude. Really am. Just absolutely sucks. Let's see. What else do we have here? No, sir. Dallas is Dallas, and until the owner passes, the next level Dallas will never get to the next level. Yeah, yeah. I hear that story every year about Dallas. I'm kind of a little tired of hearing the story about Dallas. How about this? Did you guys see the security guard that got nailed by a practice shot by Cristiano Ronaldo? So apparently this lady got hit by a practice shot. Not that, you know, Cristiano was aiming at her or anything, but it happened. And it happens. I got hit by a football from Jay Cutler. And the football skipped off the grass. It was a pass from the middle of the field to the sidelines. I'm at the Senior Bowl. And he throws a pass. Yeah, that's, yes, I'm old. I get it, dude. Relax. Okay, so Jay Cutler throws a pass. He's coming from Vanderbilt at that time. And he's at the Senior Bowl, and he throws a pass. And it doesn't get completed. And as the pass is sailing, it hits the grass. And hitting the grass, it then bounces up in the air. And I'm standing by the fence, and the ball goes like this. I'm like, whoa, I didn't even see it coming. And it hit me on the head. It didn't hit me, like, really hard or anything. It kind of, like, you know, edged me. So it was all right. Plus, I've got a noggin that's made out of iron anyway, so it's all good. But, yeah, you get hit on the head. So it happens to anybody, right? It's possible. And he gets this woman gets hit by a practice shot by Cristiano Ronaldo, which, you know, that thing was humming, okay? And Jay's pass was humming. Because you think about how much of a spiral that ball had to be to hit the ground and then go back up again. I used to see Marino and whether whoever was the backup quarterback at the moment, and he would actually practice throw, and he'd throw it on the ground, and it'd go up in the air to the other quarterback or a tight end or a receiver, and he would practice. Marino had all kinds of trick shots. Marino had this shot, and I shit you not, all right? The guy would be 20, 30 yards away, Ed Perry, receiver, another quarterback, the backup quarterback, right? And so I'm gonna try to see if I can keep it in the picture. So Marino would obviously standing, and he'd look at the guy, right? And so then he'd throw it this way. So the arm would go all the way over, and then it'd release like an absolute dart. Seriously, it was like a straight shot. And I'm talking 20 yards, 25 yards away. And not like, not 5 yards away. No. It's 20, 25 yards away. And he'd throw a bullet over his head, over his back, like that. So he'd do all kinds of tricks during practice. Watching Marino practicing, just practicing. Forget the games. Obviously, he was great in the games. Practicing alone was magical, watching the dude. So Ronaldo smacks this lady, and she falls to the ground, and they got to go check her out. And Ronaldo freaks out. He noticed that he hit her, so he goes to check on her and see if she's good. And she was fine. She was fine, which, you know, you hope so. But you know that ball was humming, okay, because that dude can whack the hell out of the ball. So after he comes back out after practice and for the game, they give her a Cristiano Ronaldo jersey, a game jersey. So for getting hit, she ends up getting the game jersey, and she's got a picture of her taking a picture of the game jersey and all of that. And I thought to myself, how many people in the world would say, Yeah, dude. No. Hey, Cristiano, go ahead, bro. Here's my head. Hit me in the head with the ball. Kick it, whatever you want, and then give me a jersey, please. Yes. I'm sure there were people all over the world going, I don't mind getting hit in the head by Cristiano Ronaldo's soccer ball if he's going to give me a jersey after that. So I'm just wondering, those of you out there on the text line, 855-912-1056, on email, BigORadioShow@yahoo.com, on Twitter, Big O Show on Twitter, right here on the YouTube chat board. How many of you would be willing to get hit on the head by a Cristiano Ronaldo shot and then be given a jersey? How many of you would do that? I'm just wondering. How many of you would risk the injury, the concussion, the ringing of your bell, whatever it is? How many of you would do it? They have a clip of that throw warm up against Buffalo on YouTube, Big O. 40 yards, yeah. There you go. I'd like to see it. Send me the link. Send it to me on my email. I'd like to see it. I used to watch it live all the time when I was covering Marino. It was so freaking awesome, dude, to watch him do all those kind of trick throws and things like that. And it was a dime, man. Like, right, he'd hit you right in the center of the numbers. Numbers! He would. I mean, deadly accurate, bro. He was more accurate than Ryan Tannehill was throwing it over his back and backwards. It's just one of those deals. What's scary is getting hit by a hockey puck. Yeah, well, no, that's different. That thing's frozen, bro. Have you ever felt of a hockey puck?
Oh, yeah. We have one here, don't we?
Hockey pucks are like these. This is a fake one, by the way. But it's this size, and they're frozen. Not only is it hard rubber, it's also frozen. You get hit by that, it's going to knock your ass out, bro. You're done. You're history. NorCal says, no thanks. I'll take a bong rip. Yeah, but I don't think you're a soccer fan. I would have paid anything to watch Mr. Marino practice. Damn, would have loved it. You're lucky, Big O. I'm blessed, my brother. I am super blessed, my friend. That I know, Herman. Being able to do this for 31 years, outside of putting up with the idiots that I got to put up with, but outside of the idiots, yes, I'm very blessed to have done what I've done and be able to cover some of the things that I've been able to cover. And the only thing that's left, my friend, is covering a Dolphins Super Bowl championship. I need that. I also would like to see the Panthers win. Oh, now that we have Inter, I would love to win the MLS Cup, man. I know it doesn't mean much to you guys, but I would love to see Inter Miami win the MLS Cup. That would be awesome. The Raiders will get revenge for last year. What are you talking about? On the Dolphins? That clip of Marino dart behind the back is crazy. Oh, you saw it, huh? Okay, nice job. Good for you. I told you it's crazy. I do not mislead on this show. I tells you the truth. Okay, baby? Good or bad? If I screw up, I'm going to tell you the truth why I screwed up. If something else, we'll tell you the truth, bro. Dennis Ramirez, what's up, Big O? Coming to hit that like button. Love your show. Thank you, Dennis. I appreciate you smashing the hell out of that like button. It means the world, man, all of you out there. Let's see. What else do we have? Don't be fooled by the Raiders. They beat the Chiefs last year to start the season. I'm not fooled by the Raiders. I know that they're frauds. I'm never fooled by Chucky, ever. I took a 4 fluorescent bulb on top of the head at a concert. Oh, fluorescent bulb. I'm sorry. I took a 4-inch fluorescent bulb on top of the head at a concert. Okay. I'm afraid as a Dolphin, Tua is going to be the fourth best QB in the division. Well, what do you want me to tell you, my brother? I like Tua, and I think he's going to be a fantastic quarterback. And to already think that the two other kids that just got into the mix are going to surely be better than him, it's crazy. But whatever, man. If you want to drive yourself crazy without any facts whatsoever, Go ahead and do it. Arod says, I went to Pace in the 80s. We used to go to St. Thomas after school and watch the Dolphins practice. Tony Eguas was part of the group. He ended up as the equipment manager for many years. Yes, I know Tony very well. Know Tony very, very well. Good dude, man. Good human being. Great human being, Tony Eguas. All right, folks, we're going to wrap it up here with hour number four. I thank all of you out there, as always, for taking care of us. We will see you tomorrow. Same time, same place, same bat channel. Have a great one.